you're not playing right next to him, but how hard is it to adjust on the fly when you got to bring in a new right tackle?
Tons of credit to Senio. You know, there's not a lot of guys in the NFL that can come in and play, you know, five positions on the offensive line and, you know, and have impact like that. So shout out to him for doing that. I mean, put him in a pretty tough spot, and I thought that he performed really well as far as adjusting to him coming in. I mean, he's very familiar with, you know, our system. He's been here for a long time, and you really couldn't tell, you know, with him being in there as far as, you know, needing to do more or less communication. So it was a great job by him.
What was your general takeaway from the game, and maybe particularly from the offensive line standpoint? I'm sure the rushing averages in particular weren't what you guys wanted.
Yeah, I mean, we have to be able to run the ball. I mean, you know, credit to them. This is a very good defense. I mean, we knew that going in there. And, you know, we, you know, as a unit just have to be, you know, more productive. There's no excuses about that. As far as the overall game, it's just, again, like I said, against a good defense, you have to be more productive in the red zone. I mean, we kicked four field goals. I mean, we were scoring plus at the same time. It's just you're not going to win games against good teams. You know, when you're kept out of the end zone that many times. So,
Max, this line hadn't worked together a ton through the preseason. Do you feel like, you know, there were some growing pains during the game, or do you feel like you guys were kind of had the cohesion you wanted?
Yeah, I mean, the cohesion was there. You know, I feel like it got better, a little bit throughout the game. I thought we moved the ball well. We had some pre-snap penalties and, you know, some issues that we need to clean up. And, you know, it's not where we want it to be. We all know that. And there's some work that needs to be done.
Max, the third down conversions, was that partly a lack of execution on third down, but also not getting into enough third and shorts?
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to keep the third downs manageable, and at times they were not, you know, for a bunch of different reasons. And when you do that, it's just that much more difficult against a good, you know, a good pass rush and a good pressure team. And that again goes back to production, positive yards on first and second down. We didn't give ourselves manageable third downs, and again that's obviously not where we wanted to be, and that's kind of where I see that issue lying is running the ball, like I said earlier. So,
Sean told us last night that, you know, you guys were focused on, you know, having like sort of a field position, no turnover, like, you know, obviously that makes sense with the, you know, defense you're facing and you know, where you're playing. And how much did you think you guys lack some of the aggressiveness that you've had in the past?
I thought that we moved the ball, you know, that wasn't the issue. It's just the fact that our red zone production was not where it needs to be. I mean, aggression, you know, I'm not sure what that means. You know, if we're talking, you know, shots or down the field, I mean, I thought we took, you know, quite a few, you know, but we had a game plan that we were trying to execute. And when you get behind, it's just, it kind of changes some stuff. And so you have to adapt to that. Yeah, again, that goes back down to red zone production. I mean, I thought that we were aggressive, and it's just up to us to get the ball in the end zone when we need to be there.